ang tahanan ng isang pamilya, ang pagsilang ng isang sanggol, pag-aaral at pagre-retiro ay mga gastos na bahagi ng buhay. Ilang tao ay naghihirap sa kanilang mga gastos pag ito ay lumampas sa kanilang sweldo. Ito ay maaaring mauwi sa komplikasyon sa mga institusyon sa pananalapi, utang sa credit card, pati na rin ang pagkabangkarote. Si Susan Campbell ay Senior Manager ng Financial Literacy sa Australian Securities and Investment Commission. Sinabi niya na ang pagbabudget ay nagsisimula sa pagtatalaga ng makatotohanang layunin sa pananalapi.
So those goals that you're budgeting for, they can come in a lot of forms. Maybe it's a deposit on a home, maybe it's to pay off a student loan, or maybe it's for a big holiday for you and your family. But whatever it is, achieving these big financial goals requires saving and budgeting. Now, the best way to start saving is by budgeting and knowing where your money is going.
Ang mataas na presyo ng mga bahay ay maaaring magpahirap sa pagbili nito. Sinabi ni Susan Campbell na naghihirap ang mga migranteng makaipon samantalang sinusuportahan nila ang kanilang pamilya sa pinanggalingang bayan. Itinagdag niya na mahalagang mag-ipon ng bahagi ng sweldo patungo sa pagbili ng bahay.
It is a challenge to save for big ticket items like a deposit on a home and with all the other obligations that people have in their lives, including sending money back to family overseas. It's good to set a goal for a certain time frame. For example, if you save just $30 a week, more than you currently are, in a year's time, you will have saved over $1,500.
Maraming gastos sa bahay ay kaugnay ng gastos sa mga bata. Ayon kay Susan Campbell, ang budget planner ng Money Smart sa ASIC website ay kapaki-pakinabang gamitin upang pamahalaan ang mga gastos katulad ng ekskursyon at uniforme ng mga bata.
The most important thing is to do a budget, and ASIC's Money Smart has a budget planner where you can capture or estimate how much you think these costs are and look at how it will affect your bottom line. I think the most important thing for all of these expenses is to find out the information up front.
Idinagdag niya na mahalagang magkaroon ng account sa bangko para sa mga mahirap na gastos.
Families can also look at things like having separate bank accounts, savings accounts with higher interest rates where they can put those savings in and they could, you know, have them set up for specific goals like the kids' education or buying a home or an overseas holiday so that they actually isolate that money out of their general transaction accounts and they don't dip into that when they really want to keep that savings.
Inirekomenda ni Susan Campbell na magtago ng pera para sa mga hindi inaasahang pangyayari.
I'll also add that it is good to have some money tucked away for contingencies. Really, it's a matter for people to look at the sorts of guidance that they can get. They can get through ASIC's Money Smart and work out what works best for them. But also in a budget sense, you would actually be budgeting for, you know, contributing to your contingency fund or your school fees fund or you're buying a home fund, you would actually put that as a line item for your contribution.
Sinabi din niya na ang mga walang asawa at pamilya ay madaling magplano para sa kanilang pagre-retiro sa paggamit ng retirement planner at superannuation calculator.
Both of which will help people have a look at their situation and what it will give a forward projection to their position is likely to be at a future date. That being said, it is important with any retirement or superannuation planning to start as early as possible.
Pinayuhan niya ang mga walang asawa na bawasan ang kanilang gastos sa paglilibang at ayusin ng pamilya ang kanilang layunin sa pananalapi.
The most important thing for singles is to be disciplined in recording their spending and not exceeding their budget for certain things, like, for example, entertainment. For families and couples, the most important thing is to make sure that you're all on the same page about your goals and that you are consistent and keep to the plan for your savings across whatever that may be, whether it's for saving for the kids' education, saving for a home, or for an overseas holiday.
Sinabi din ni Susan Campbell na ang mga gamit sa pagpaplano sa salapi ay maaaring matamo sa maraming lengguwahe upang makatulong sa mga bagong dating na maaaring mahirapang mag-budget.
Some of the best tools for budgeting and tracking spending, our budget planner, ASIC's Track My Spend app, and ASIC's Savings Goals Calculator. We also have a section on money management, which was developed for people who had newly arrived in Australia, and we have that available in 16 languages. So that can also assist people for whom English is not their first language.